Good evening, Golden Hawks, and welcome back to this week's Laurier's Top 10. I'm your host, Ella Bolton, and this evening we are counting down 10 tracks, normally jazz or slower moving, in whatever theme I choose for this week. So, let's get into it. Tonight's set moves through soulful grooves, quiet country storytelling, and reflective classics, the kind of songs that feel best when the world slows down a little. So I hope everybody, especially my listeners, that come back, this show runs every Monday and Wednesday from 10 to 11. I very much appreciate you. Even if it's only one of you, I like talking to somebody and not just talking to the air. So, at number 10, we have a smooth, atmospheric opener, Tease Us Into the Night, with Take Off by Psychic. So, that was Take Off by Psychic. So now we're easing into number 9, Laurier. Next up, a soul classic from 1972. That hip-hop fans may recognize as the foundation for Ice Cube's It Was a Good Day. When I first started listening to this song, I realized that the background like beat of the song was very familiar, and then I remembered that Ice Cube sampled it. So, without further ado, we have Footsteps in the Dark by the Isley Brothers. So that concludes our number 9 song of the evening, folks. So now, at number 8, we head into country territory. George Strait's smooth delivery captures that restless feeling of a small-town Friday night. Without further ado, Friday Night Fever by George Strait. That, folks, was John Strait at his finest with Friday Night Fever. I decided to play that song this evening as I remembered the lyrics. I was at a local diner, and on a napkin I read the lyrics when I was there this weekend. And it reminded me of this song, It Never Gets Old. Definitely something great if you're having a midnight reflection. Now, without further ado, we're going into number 7. Keeping the country storytelling going, but darker this time. This is one of the most powerful songs about addiction and loss in modern country music. Without further ado, Broken Window Serenade by Whiskey Myers. So that was Whiskey Myers at its finest. Definitely a song that reminds me specifically of summer. I didn't actually get acquainted with that song until a girl at my work showed me it in our work truck. Definitely a song I'll never forget. Good memories associated. So, at number 6, we're halfway through our countdown of the night almost. And I decided to incorporate a quiet moment of soul reflection from one of the greatest voices ever recorded. The song is one I tend to forget about, to be honest. But when I listen to it, it makes me sad and happy all the same. So I decided to incorporate Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers. It's for you listeners to take from it what you wish. I hope you enjoy it.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long anytime she goes away.
So now, Laurier, we are at number 5. Hope you've been enjoying the songs this evening as much as I have. I wanted to choose songs that were slower, quieter, especially since we're easing into final season. I hate to say that, as it seems like a jump scare. I don't even want to think about that. But I won't think about it till finals begin. But, without further ado, they're coming. So, I wanted to kind of make the theme this Monday more quieter and slower for that nature. So at number 5, well, you know what? Now that I'm actually looking back on this, I'm realizing that this isn't quieter or slower. So I don't even know why I just said that. We're back with the Ailsley Brothers for something smoother and a little more romantic. Between the Sheets, which, I mean, it does kind of follow that criteria. Obviously, it's for you guys to interpret, but, I love this song. I don't even care that it's sexual in nature. I like it. It gives a nice little vibe, and, it reminds me of a lot of, songs from the 90s. So, take it away, Ailsley Brothers. Without further ado, we're going into number 4. So at number 4, we drift into one of the most beautiful songs of the 80s. Reflective, emotional, and deeply human. Take it away, Phil Collins, with Another Day in Paradise. Now, we are going into number 3. This next track feels like driving alone at night, with the radio turned up just enough to think, with Drive by the Cars. This brings us to our second song of the evening, folks. A haunting country ballad about love and tragedy. One of the most emotional duets ever recorded. So, at number 2, Whiskey Lullaby by Brad Paisley.
She put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. She broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget.
So this brings us to number 1 of the evening, with a track that captures loneliness, beauty, and reflection. In all honesty, I forgot to write the artist here, so let me find that. Yes. Brothers in Arms by Dire Straits. Take it away. So that, Laurier, concludes our top 10 countdown of the evening. If you'd like to have a recap, I do the show on Wednesdays as well, and I'd like to hear from my listeners again. So, as I always say, have a great evening, folks, and take it easy.